Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walls. We're broadcasting live today from the Leo P. Flynn Gallery in downtown Sioux Falls, and we have Moment in Sound with the band Humbletown today. You can watch this broadcast online at sdpb.org/watch or tune into the Facebook music page for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We also have folks in the studio here. It's not too late to join us. We're at the corner of 4th Street and Phillips in downtown Sioux Falls. Humbletown is with us today for Moment in Sound. Let's meet the band. Let's start with Morgan. Tell us a little bit, Morgan, about who's playing for us today.
All right. Yeah. Hi, I'm Morgan Lee. I have laryngitis today, so I'm actually not going to be singing much. So this is Humbletown. I'm starting with Dylan James on my left. We kind of do most of the Humbletown shows together and then work with whoever else is available. So Dylan James plays guitar. Connor Peterson plays cello, and then Josh Rick has just joined us on bass, so we're really happy to have him. We recently saw our old bass player, Will Dahl, move to Minneapolis, so we have a Minneapolis bass player, and we have a Sioux Falls bass player. So.
And this is a uniquely South Dakota band in a lot of ways, and talk a little bit, as you know, we're letting people know that you lost your voice right before this, but you still get live music with Humbletown because we have other folks singing, and then we're going to play later in the hour some recorded music, so you can hear how Morgan really sounds. But this is part of the gig, right? This is just part of making music, of bringing people in and out of a group and sitting in with your friends and coming up with... Talk a little bit about that, Dylan, just sort of the ebb and flow of being a band in South Dakota and what it really looks like.
Sure. Well, I think you have to be determined to just keep putting music out there and not be swayed by things, not be discouraged, And luckily there's just such a great community in South Dakota, really, such a great community of musicians who are willing to step in and play with you and practice up on a week's notice or 2 weeks' notice, like Josh. And also you have such great support from people like you at SCPB and all of the great music community in Sioux Falls. So.
All right, let's start with a song. What would you like to play first?
I'm going to play a song I wrote called Alaska.
I had darling out by Anchorage when she gone left me. Standing here today, I didn't want to leave this little town in Alaska with the rain pouring down. And now I'm crying at the airport by the plane. Rain mixes my tears, and I'm standing in the rain. You didn't have to leave this little ship I'm in, drowning in the bottle and howling in the wind. Tears, and I'm standing in the rain. You didn't have to shape I'm in, drowning in the bottle, howling in the wind.
Just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Leo P. Flynn Gallery in our downtown Sioux Falls, South Dakota studios, and you're listening to Moment in Town with Humbletown. You can also watch online on our Facebook music page or at sdpb.org/watch. Tell us a little bit about some of your upcoming. You've got a lot planned for the summer. It's a great season for music.
Yeah, we're playing next weekend at the Revival Music Festival. And that is right just outside of Albert Lea, Minnesota. And we're playing there for, it's kind of a string-based festival and a lot of really great acts, and it's not just limited to that, I suppose. But we got that going on, and then these guys are heading out to California in June.
The whole West Coast, big West Coast.
Entire West Coast, so. Not just California.
Yeah. So sometimes you play as a two-piece band, sometimes as a four.
We kind of got started they got started as a duo, but I've kind of been in the mix most of the time, and there'll just be those random shows that I can't make, or if they're traveling and I can't make that on that trip. They kind of bill it as like a Humbletown duo if they do that sort of thing, and then if otherwise it's just Humbletown.
Yeah. Proper. Since we have Connor at the mic, for folks on the radio, they can't see this cello. They can hear it and they can acknowledge it. But tell us a little bit about this rig that you have to play cello in this context, because it involves a shoelace.
Yep. Yeah. It's affectionately called the cello diaper. And I rigged up a guitar strap and a shoelace. And I learned this from one of my friends, Chris Bell. Where you just take one end of the guitar strap and put it in the end pin, over the end pin, and just lock it in down there. And then just underneath the fretboard, or the fingerboard rather, you tie the shoestring and then tie that to the other end of the guitar strap. So then that makes me mobile and I can stand. And
and this is a really different kind of cello performance for you. How do you sort of adapt? Do you have classical training that you've adapted for bluegrass and Americana style?
Yeah, I learned, I started off in elementary school orchestra and played all the way up through college. And then I got into bands like Pink Floyd and Grateful Dead and stuff like that, where I learned guitar, and then moved on to mandolin after that, but then kind of came back to cello and used all those things that I learned from there and applied it to that.
All right, let's hear another song. Dylan, what's next?
This is another song that I wrote. It's called Vines. It's a song about realizing your dream kind of before it's too late, and it uses the analogy of the path you'd like to take being overgrown by vines. Mm-hmm. And the cello and the bass really make this pop, so here we go. Way down deep in black
life I love. So I watch the Oscars for men in hands of my soul. For love's dreamed I'd live, and it's shame to behold that man is never happy, dig someone else's gold. And time has by, 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 by. My life's gone, and vines they grew, and the pastures walk went to the earth again, and the pastures walk went to the earth again.
We have got live music and some dancing here in the Leo P. Flynn Gallery with Humbletown. For a moment inside, you can watch online at sdpb.org/watch or go on the Facebook music page. And that Facebook music page is where you can see many of our previous Moment in Sound songs are posted there as well. We've got Morgan Lee on banjo, Dylan James on guitar, Connor Peterson on cello, and Josh Rick on bass. Dylan, tell us a little bit about meeting Morgan.
Okay, so, well, we first played a show together about 5 years ago when I was playing a show as a duo with Jamie Lynn at the Pheasant, and she was playing with New Moonshine, Sean McFarland's band, also, and we split a bill. And I don't remember that night very well. It was a long time ago, but we really got to know each other. When Connor, who's been a good friend of mine for a long time, even though we lived on opposite sides of the state, we still get together and pick and play shows together and that sort of thing. And he invited us, he invited me over to Sioux Falls to play a show with Hard Traveling. And Morgan was playing with Hard Traveling at that time. And so, we just got to know each other and hit it off and started playing music together.
Well, the funny story, I just want to interject real quick, is the Whippoorwill story. Because we're sitting there jamming, the three of us, me and Dylan and Connor, and Connor said, "Hey, Morgan knows that Whippoorwill song you play." And so this song, Whippoorwill, I brought to South Dakota from California 10 years ago, probably, and I taught it to Sean, who taught it to Dylan, who taught it to everyone in Western South Dakota. And so it sort of came full circle at that moment, because no one knew kind of where it originated. So that was just kind of funny. I joke that it's the song that brought us together in a way. But
we won't be playing that tonight.
We won't be playing it. But come to one of our shows and we will play it for you.
Lots of shows coming up. You can find them online at humbletownband.com. Is that right? And then also on Facebook. What will you play for us next here in the studio?
This is a song that I wrote called Lake Stars. And it's about lakes and stars. Just kidding, there's more to that. But.
One, two, three. I'm a tired old story moving through your head. I'll be going through your mind as you're drifting off to bed. Yeah, I can't be there, dear, 'cause I'll be down the line. No, I can't be there, dear, 'cause I'll be down the line. Thank you.
was dreaming of last winter. We were lying on our backs, the icy lake, the wind blowing in. No, I can't be there, dear, 'cause I'll be down the line. No, I can't be there, dear, 'cause I'll be down the line.
Just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment. We have a moment in sound with the band Humbletown. You can find them online at humbletownband.com. You can watch on the SDPB Music Facebook page or on sd.net. Josh, tell us a little bit about your musical background, because you're kind of newer to this group, but you've been playing for a while.
Yeah, I've played in bands since I was like probably 13 or 14 years old, so I've been in a bunch of different bands around the state, but probably best known for playing in a couple bands, Snakebeard Jackson. I played mandolin, and then in the Union Grove Pickers for about the last decade or so, mandolin and vocals. I studied bass in college, though, and I didn't really play. I used to gig a lot on bass, but took a little hiatus for a few years there, and have kind of come back around on bass lately, and have been playing with like Rich Show and now these guys. And
talk a little bit just about, you know, when you talk about the music festivals and the summer comes and people are going places, there's that sort of creative collision that happens in the South Dakota music scene and beyond. What is that experience like for you as an artist?
I mean, it's great. It's really fun just to get other influences, you know. I think no matter what medium you work in, or I mean, even at your jobs, you know, you just kind of get in a rut sometimes, and it's really nice to just hear something different, or, you know, get a different take on a song, or, you know, play with people that you haven't really played with before. Like, I've been really having fun playing with these guys. I've known Dylan for quite a while, and Morgan and Connor for that matter, but haven't played a lot of music together, so like, this has been really fun for me to come in and kind of soak in some of those influences. Yeah. And
Morgan, tell us about this music and sort of discovering the banjo and how some of these other instruments, I don't know that cello is a traditional part of this music scene, but Morgan, tell us a little bit about the banjo and how you kind of came to discover that as an instrument for yourself.
So I had an electric bass way back, gosh, I was like 19 or something, and I didn't play it. And a friend of mine had a banjo, and so we traded. And 2 days later, I found out that this guy gave free clawhammer banjo lessons. And so he's been sort of a friend and mentor ever since. I get to go hang out with him in Olympia when we're touring this summer, so that's really exciting. He's the one that taught me whippoorwill. That's how I came to banjo. And my style really sort of veered from traditional old time, because I started doing a lot more singer-songwriter stuff, as you can't tell today. So in that way, you know, in terms of non-traditional, like, that's kind of where the cello comes into. There are a lot of bands that kind of bring in cello and other folk instruments in slightly non-conventional ways to bring that, to really tie that back into like a more melodic, folksy sound almost. So I love it. I really love having the cello, and I think that...
Me too.
Yeah,
My buddy Bill Peterson sent me this picture of this like super old-timey porch from like probably the 1800s at some point, and lo and behold, it had a cello in it.
Really?
And so I think there is some history in old-time music with cello, but not really anymore. But it's coming back, I do have to say that.
And then it's a brand new sound, too. Even though the music is traditional music, you're creating something new that's regional and that's contemporary at the same time, which always kind of blows me away a little bit. One more song. What would you like to close it out with?
We're going to do a song called The Coyote Song that Dylan wrote.
Yep.
And you are going to hear Morgan sing a little bit later in the hour. She has laryngitis today, in case you missed that. And we will have some recorded songs from Humbletown a little bit after the break.
Well, Morgan's tuning. I'd like to also give a shout out to Josh for making time again to play with us. He's a pretty busy man. He has J. Rick Luthery that he just opened up. J. Rick Music. That he just opened up. On 41st Street, so he is a master luthier as well as being a great musician. So you should check that out.
Are you building your own instruments? Are you fixing and repairing what?
I build and repair, and in this new shop we're also doing like orchestral instrument rentals, and I have some people including Dylan teaching lessons.
All right.
I have Chris Champion teaching lessons and Bob Grip currently. And I have amplifier and electronics repair. We're just trying to kind of do it all to serve the local string community, especially.
Perfect.
J. Rick Music. You built me my mandolin, by the way.
We'll put a we'll put a link up on our website after the show. All right, Coyote Song.
Another song that I wrote. Don't you hurry back, I don't need you now. I've grown older anyhow. The gray is in my beard and you've disappeared. I don't need to see you again. South in the winter and the snow freezes on your hair, you will still be gone and I still won't care. Don't you hurry back, I don't need you now. I've grown older anyhow. The gray is in my beard and you've disappeared. I don't need to see you again. Thank you. from your cellar door. You won't see my face anymore. When the wine is drank and the goose has flown, tomorrow I'll be gone. Don't you hurry, babe, I don't need you now. I've grown older anyhow. The gray's in my beard and you've disappeared. I don't need to see you again.
Moment in Sound with Humbletown. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Any events coming up next week that you want to talk about before we let you go?
Tonight
we're playing at Ben's Brewing in Yankton. Then we got Revival.
Just
like
the two of us tonight, and then yes, Revival.
And we have a big single release show we're going to do at Icon with a band called The Artisanals that are coming through, and that's going to be June 25th. And that has yet to be announced, but until...
Oh, you heard it here first.
Yes.
All right. We'll put a link up on our website, but you can find them on Facebook. Thank you so much, band. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Laurie.